Blog Talk Radio.
And now, kids, it's time for your favorite educational music, Schoolhouse Avant-Garde Rock. Today, Multiplication of Nines.
Number nine, number nine, number nine. Number 9 times 1 is 9. Number 9 times 2 is 18. Number 9 times 3 equals 27. Number 9 times 4 equals 36. Number 9 times 5 equals 45. Number 9 times 6 equals 54. Number 9 times 7 equals 63. Number 9 times 7 equals 63. Number 9 times 7 equals 63. Number 9 times 7 equals 73. Number 9 times 7 equals 73. Number 9 times 7 equals 73. Number 9 times 7 equals 73.
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Like it.
You heard wrong.
Terrible.
No, no,
I love
no,
come out.
Giddy
up. Mr. Horace Greeley was no fool. I'm sure that you agree with me that Greeley was no fool.
What he is getting at is that Mr. Greeley was no fool.
The wisdom of the man can be denied by none, for he is the one who says,
before you go to Buffalo, to Baltimore, or Borneo, to Eastern Pennsylvania, or Sudan,
go west, young men.
If you go to that land, sonny, you will have a lot of money if you bring the money with you when you come
to the library. Yippee-yay, 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 yay, yay, yippee-yay, yippee-yay, yippee-yay. A cowboy girl is a real true pal. She will stick to him right or wrong.
She don't say nothing and she don't do nothing and she don't know nothing. And she don't want nothing but a horse and a cowboy. For she just keeps rolling along.
Go west, young man. Go where the air would tear your chest, young man.
You can ride a bucking bronco or a pony. You can cut a calf in half and make bologna.
Go west, young man. Go right up there and give them the very best you can.
Don't go east, don't go north, don't go south, have a care. Don't go up, don't go down, don't go here, don't go there. If you can't get a seat in the subway.
Go west, young man. We suggest you go west, young man.
The judges there are very fair. They always are, of course. A cowboy and his missus went to court for a divorce. The cowboy got the children, and the missus got the horse. Go west!
Ah.
What do you think? Do I know how to pick him?
Oh, he's not bad. How much do you want for him?
You couldn't afford it.
Alive from coast to coast, this is the Friday Possum Theme.
Temps go down, the fleas and the flies and the flues and the ants and the pants come in the house. Ted, you already had your treat. Go sit down. Anyway, here we are at the show. Oh yeah, that'll be the Grenache Network thing. Grenache Network is what you, you know, if you hadn't realized it, you're listening to the Grenache Network. And it happens to be the home of the finest in radio entertainment. And that includes this program you're listening to right now, Friday Night Possum. And then there's Monday Night Possum Hour, the original, which there was some trivia about that. I have to recall what it was. I don't know. Jimmy Carter listens to Possum Hour on Mondays. I think that was it. During the week, it's clobbering time. With your host and mine, Ben J. Grimm. And talk about the finest in radio entertainment. Pound for pound. There it is right there. Comes on at 10 o'clock during the week, usually. Check your local listings. The Pope listens to A Night with Daddy G. Nice. Nice. I'm back on the Pope bandwagon. I was pro-Pope. I'm wondering about the Pope. And then I'm back on the Pope bandwagon. All right, here they are. Here he is. Well, we'll just do here he is.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
And now, here he is, the one, the only...
Fuck you, Gumby. Let's have a little humility here now.
Professor R.J. Gumby, how are you, sir?
I am doing just swell. I like that. Here they are. Here he is. The show's whittling down.
I know. It's getting to that point where it's like, well, is it pathetic yet, or is it just merely sad? I don't know. You're still out, but hey.
We'll go by the 3 minutes.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, it's like 3 minutes tonight, because I think I'm going to spin the wheel. Because I've got, they're backed up. I got somebody 3 minutes on here. It's stupid.
That's shit. Good.
Yeah. They've been stacking up. But, yeah, hopefully the lovely Reverend Wendy will be joining us. She mentioned she might drop by.
All right. Good.
Yeah, I realize her dance card is probably a little full. But she gets a chance. Do 21 minutes or 3 minutes. Not these 3 minutes, Maggie C. Nope. These are one at a time.
Wendy's not having a rendezvous with Balti, is she? I mean, those two seem to be mixing together a lot. I don't know, man.
She may be smuggling meth into prison. Weekend prison. For him. Because if he doesn't get his meth, he's just a... He's a wreck. Let's face it. Guys, he's strung out.
I hear you.
I hate to talk bad on. It's not bad. It's part of his personality. You know.
All right.
It's not really a negative.
It's what makes him multi.
Yeah. The Maltese. So yes, Malt Liquor Man will not be here tonight.
No.
He will be replaced by a wooden Indian.
Cigar store.
You want to blow something up? Some weeks, well, we blow stuff up on this show. I don't know if you're just tuning in for the first time.
I didn't know this.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fucking A, man.
Is that what?
Well, yeah. That's kind of been like our thing, like, last 7, 8 years, 20. I don't know, back when we were cool. Remember?
Back when you were
even back then. Yeah. Hey, man, I'd settle for John Link at this point, you know?
All righty.
Hell, Fred Link, you know? All right. This is a very easy choice, is what my point was. I was going to say, man, because guess who's back, man?
Babs?
Fucking Honey Boo. Honey Boo 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 Boo.
Oh, okay. All
you know her, you love her, you can't live without her.
Ain't that true?
And they produced this really shitty, shoddy video, music video. They're going to break back into the big time with this bad boy.
They're trying to get their 15 minutes back.
Oh, boy. They got change coming on this one. I don't know if you guys have heard this, but I suffered. I'm kind of very Christ-like in that I suffered and listened to this thing so that you wouldn't have to. Okay? And I will blow it up. Yeah. Praise Champ. Shem's very Christ-like, now that I think about it.
It is.
I mentioned that to that guy writing the book. It's a good angle.
Yeah.
Shemp
yeah,
has right. Shemp is a Christ-like figure. Honey Boo Boo, though, she's more like, Goliath.
Yeah.
It's going down, Honey Boo Boo.
I call her a bitch right for her test.
Me. I'm just a small town girl living in my way you're going.
One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
I'll just talk about this stupid thing. Because it didn't make me laugh today. Okay, we had this terrible shooting yesterday.
Yep.
You know, another shooting where they, you know, killed double-digit people, you know, some crazy. My question is, I wonder if this cat, I tried to find out for the show, I wonder if this cat's on any, like, Prozac or any of that shit. Because it always seems like they're on some kind of antidepressant.
That's a good question.
But, you know, people on the right are going, well, you know, don't do the new knee-jerk reactions. And people on the left are going, we need more gun control, you know, just like uh-huh. you'd expect. And then so they had fucking Donald Trump sitting there, and he's going, you know, ah, this... we don't need more gun control, you know. It's, you know, this stuff happens all the time. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. but Jeb, he says the same fucking thing. He just goes, that stuff happens, you know. They are all uh-huh. over him. How could you? He must go home so fucking pissed off at Donald Trump. Donald Trump could say whatever the fuck he wants. And bing. Jeb Bush can't say shit, man. And they're like on his ass, man. It was so funny. He just had this look on his face like, really? Really, man? Give me a fucking break. Jesus Christ, man. Trump called the Mexicans racist and shit, man. The fuck?
That's great.
I love it because the Bushes suck.
The whole thing is shit happens.
Yes, I'm shit at. But, you know, he was just saying, these things happen. I mean, you're going to have that. But I don't know. You couldn't disarm this country. They go, oh, look at Australia. They disarmed the country about 10 years ago. But you couldn't do that in this country. We're fucking
no way in hell.
13 times bigger than Australia.
Uh-huh.
That's a lot of fucking guns, man. Where would you put them all?
You can't stop them.
No, not now.
But anti-depression, though, that's a good thing. I wonder about that.
Hey, man, almost every one of these jackoffs has been on something like that, you know? And usually multiple combinations thereof.
See, this is the first time
from what
hearing
I saw on this guy.
Are they trying to hush this up because pharmaceuticals are running this country?
Oh, sure. Sure. They don't want they don't lean on that angle of the story. All I could find was he's kind of a right winger, got a bald head, lives with his mom. That's kind of, you know, that could go either way. Could be normal, could be abnormal. You know, there's Gumby and then there's, you know, Anthony Perkins. You know what I mean? Then there's John Link.
Gumby's
anyway.
A loader now.
I know, now you are. Now you are. But, so maybe, I don't know.
Well, I don't think shooting anybody up.
He didn't really fit the profile for the antidepressants, though, was what I gathered from the things. I don't know.
I think they should shoot these guys with a tranquilizer dart. Catch them alive before they kill themselves. And torture their asses
on
public television. Torture their asses.
That won't bring anybody back, man.
Are you kidding?
Yeah,
I know, but it'll discourage future lunatics.
Nah, the only upside to that, it would get really good ratings on TV.
Definitely.
You know, if you put it on TV, people would watch that shit.
Revenge
is not. Every time I've tried to get revenge in life, you know, nothing big or anything, killing people or shit like that, but it's never satisfying. I always feel like, well, I'm kind of a fuckface now, you know? I'm as big as fuckface as he was. You know what I mean?
Expect to let it
revenge
go.
Revenge is not. Yeah.
People got to let
he's capped. Throw him in a. Put him in a hefty bag, set him out by the curb. Let's move on from this shit, you know?
There you go.
Sad.
Right you are. Right you are.
Yeah.
So if you take anything
need some
away from
up.
Tonight's show, that's it. Let it ride.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Let it ride.
Nothing
it
matters. Ride. Nothing
on to
matters.
The next one. On to Friday, Frank. Huh?
There you go.
It's a beauty. It's a beauty, man. This guy, it's partly a yodel.
Oh, I'm intrigued.
So, there's a little, like, not a yodel, a yo, or a yode.
Okay.
Quite a whole yodel.
That's a Philadelphia yodel. Yo.
But he does some yodeling. We will be hearing from him on the yodel, if not Monday night. Hey, Monday night in the near future. It's Frank Ifield.
Oh.
And this was actually a top 10. This is number one in the UK, I believe. In the top 15
comedian,
in the US.
Wasn't he?
That's right, kids.
Yeah.
He was not a comedian. But back then, and you know who that kid's name was? Frank Ifield. This is Possum's top 20 countdown.
Casey Kasem.
That's right, kids. Time for Friday, Frank.
Oh, I'm powerful hungry. I ain't had but a couple of three breakfasts since morning.
The one who said I love you. love you too. Yes, I do. Didn't you know? I remember too a distant bell and stars that fell like the rain out of the blue.
I meant to do this one. Yeah, man.
Thank you.
Whew. Choked on my Canadian there.
There's no high bob tonight. Jump the gun.
I know. That's probably why it didn't get out so smooth. You'll have that. Oh, that was a beauty, man. I kind of remember that tune.
I remember.
Who to thunk it? I like how Getting 4 USA says they found water on Mars. How long before they bottle it and sell it at Whole Foods for $19 a pop?
Mars water.
Cake says $200. Be more like it.
Yep.
That would be pretty cool, though. Drinking Mars water, man. Get off my treadmill.
And you know it won't be Mars water.
I know, it'll just be Detroit tap water like the rest of it.
Delaware water.
Yeah, yeah.
Who wants to drink water from a planet that's been wiped out years ago?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Doesn't have any piss and shit in it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you got that right.
You know, it's got that going for it. Maybe some asteroid dust. But yeah, well, that's true. I said that to a guy, old fella at a gig, you know, because I think it's kind of amazing that they figured out a way to sell us water in bottles, if you think about it. If you put yourself in your own shoes 30 years ago, and I believe we're all old enough to do that, you wouldn't have imagined that they were selling bottled water like they are now.
Yeah.
I said this to some old guy. I said, you know, I was just making conversation. And he says, yeah, they take all the minerals out. Take all the minerals out. You need them amoebas and shit, man. You know, bacteria.
We were all making jokes about that. We're all making jokes about buying bottled water. We weren't going to do it. Now we're all hooked on it. They got it.
Do you think it was a planned thing by the pop companies, the soda companies, because they knew that sodas were going to be on the way out because of health trends?
That's
Is it possible
idea.
That it was a conspiracy?
I believe that.
I don't buy water either, Magic C. Magic C does not buy water. I do when I every once in a while, I will, just like a bottle when I'm like on the road. Because I don't want to drink soda.
I got it.
But like at home, I have a filter for tap water.
That's good.
Yeah. I get rid of the minerals. and the shitty taste. Amongst other things. All right, there they are. Beautiful Brenda Joe, a fan of bagpipes, is here, ladies and gents. Yes. What a beautiful smile.
Gotta love Brenda Joe.
I'm a friend of the bagpipe myself. Being a Scotsman!
Well, same here, same here. Gotta be Scotch.
Yeah.
But who doesn't like bagpipes? That's what I wonder.
Daddy G, for one. He'd be next up on the list, coincidentally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's on Saturdays at 9. A night with Daddy G in the grotto. And the Pope tunes in for that.
Oh, yeah. The regular.
So anyway, it turned out the Pope didn't give that crazy
I didn't believe that
fucky church lady the A-OK. So that's cool. I was like wondering, man, Pope, did you do that, Pope? Did you do that to me, Pope? No. Vatican came out and said, ugly lady with the bad hair. Never, you know.
We're all dancing in the streets about how great the Pope is, you know, but no one should be telling us what to do anyway. So fuck it.
No.
Whether he's saying what you like or whether he doesn't. Who cares?
But the thing, though, the masses, the unwashed masses need somebody to fucking at least give them the go-ahead, like,
hey,
don't stab your brother. Don't poison your mother's oatmeal. You know, these kind of things. So these shenanigans don't...
This planet needs more free thinkers. Free thinkers is what we need. There you go.
Hey, you know what? It wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake, and I just happen to have a Dr. Cake quickie.
Oh, great. So, we love the cake quickie.
Have no fear.
Dr. Now
Cake quickie
show.
Is here. Ted will not relinquish his whining. He's lobbying hard. We'll take a vote in the Possum Lounge, Ted. Should I give Ted another treat or not? You guys vote. And in the meantime, there's Getting Four USA.
Getting Four USA.
Fine contributor to the lounge frivolity. Ted's lobbying hard. Oh, man. Oh, he said. Maggie C here. She gets a gold star for being the first one in the chat. Yeah, man. Okay, I don't know, man. Yeah, you know. She's okie doke in my book, man.
Oh, yeah. Love our Maggie C.
Although she's an enabler, you know? I mean... If it wasn't for her, we'd probably quit doing this months ago, you know?
That's
keeping the show alive. All right, there he is, our good old pal, Ope. He picks your name. You could die, man, because he's good at that shit.
Yep.
Yeah, Ope. I still own his trophy, and I still have the trophy, and he will get the trophy. And if I say trophy enough times... I may turn into a trophy. There's some guys that kind of like got a bulb, light bulb head on a skinny neck, and then they got big ears sticking out the sides, right? I always call those guys trophy heads. Because it looks like the ears are...
Well, I used to call some
trophy.
Guy at work that. A loving
trophy
cup.
Head?
No, a loving nice. Cup.
Not, yeah,
because
like a loving
big
cup.
Big fucking ears.
Yeah.
Big dumbo ears.
There's one chicken... She wasn't real attractive or anything, but she hung out with the gang kind of thing in college. And she had this bowl haircut. She called her helmet head. I was thinking at this one guy going, helmet head, nice. He was almost like Curly, this guy. He was funny as shit, like Curly. He'd come into your room and just crack you up, man. Helmet head. I think he came up with Helmethead. Helmethead.
Nice crew you hung out with in college.
What did they call you back at school? Helmethead. Well, they must have really liked you, huh, Doris? Or whatever her name was. And bringing up the rear in this handsome lounge of lounges, it's Helmethead himself.
Yes,
sir. Minister of finance and parking. And nobody's voting for you yet, Ted. Oh, it doesn't look good.
They're all against them.
Yeah. No, they're not against you, Ted. I'm lying. All right, there he is. Professor R.J. Gumby, ladies and gentlemen, on the Possum Live. Beautiful.
As your super host, Commodore Becker.
As the Beaver.
Boom, boom, boom. Boom. Now he's talking. Boom. Boom. All right, Ted.
That's what he says.
He's doing the dance now. He's like, yeah. I see, Malty would make me feel bad for giving him the treat, but, I mean, at this point, training this dog's out the window. Let's face it.
Yeah.
You know?
Give him what he wants.
That ship has sailed.
Yeah, his arthritis in the paws. Give him what he wants.
That's a poor guy. His arthritis in his paws.
Yeah.
There you go, Bob. Oh,
make him a sandwich.
There you go, champ. All right. I like it. That was it on that one? Oh, there you go. There they are. Aaron Ayers is here, ladies and germs. I sit back down. A-A-R-O-N. Honk, honk.
All
right. A-A-R-O-N. What is that? AMCO Transmissions. Double A. MCO. AMCO.
Which one of those that was?
Yeah. You don't have them in Philly? AMCO?
Yeah. I don't know if we do anymore. I don't know what to do.
They might be out of business. Hell, might. I was moving in, man. I had some shit in a Tom McCann shoebox. The plumber looks at it.
Wow.
He points at it. He goes... He had his assistant. He goes, check it out, Tom McCann. Oh, boy.
The shoe store I used to work at is closed down, too. Father and son. Remember that?
Vaguely. Yeah. But Tom McCann, they were like the big, that was shoe.
Yeah. Yeah, they were
you
big.
You needed a shoe. That was your shoe guy. Not so much anymore. What are you going to do?
Nope.
What are you going to do? How about a Decker's Dance? Hey, there's an idea.
Decker's Dances.
Yeah. This is one of yours, Gumby. Gumby brought this into the meeting this morning in the Possum Cave.
Possum Cave.
Yeah. We meet there every the morning before every show. What am I looking
for?
Decker's
Bunker.
Dance. There it is. Yeah, this is actually technically Gumby's dance, right?
I don't remember.
I love this, though. This is greatness.
I have no objection to the twist as such, but it does represent some kind of change in our standards. What has happened to our concepts of beauty and decency and morality?
Gawa! Boomgawa. I love that, man. We used to say that all the time when we were kids, man. That's what the natives said in the Tarzan movie. They said, Oomgawa, Oomgawa. That was a beauty. Everybody liked that, man.
Cool.
Thank you, Professor. I've been leaning on the Professor a lot lately, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be honest with you. He's been contributing a good deal of the shenanigans to this program.
That's because I got nothing better to do at 2 o'clock in the morning. Little fucking
and I
YouTube.
Welcome his contributions. Oh, yay.
Gala.
Oh, yay, I do. I don't know how you listen to music, like, all the time, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, because you're always posting shit, Gumby Loves Jazz, and lots of different stuff, you know. You're going around. I like silence a lot, man. You know?
Well, that's a good thing, silence.
I guess, yeah. Because, I mean, you know, the voices in my head are, that's noise enough, you know. I don't really need constant music. I don't understand these people with the headphones. How can they hear what they're saying?
The voices in their head, they're not telling you to shoot up places, are they?
No, but they,
that's good.
They tell
that's
me to
good.
Blow things up. Yeah.
And they're good voices.
Oh, you be the judge.
I'm trying to get my license back.
Oh yeah, how's that going, man?
I
red tape for Mammy, huh?
I lost the form. I went to the doctor, and I acted like I never got it. I go, what form? Well, I never got one. She goes, you have to have it. And then she was going to.
Oh, you got to have the form.
She was going to try to get a hold of one copy or whatever, and then my sister ended up finding it was mixed up with my taxes. So I dropped it off. She's going to fill it out Monday. I got a 10-day wait and all that crap. Meanwhile, I got to get the car, you know, inspect it.
Right. Oh, that's right. Pennsylvania inspection. What a racket. Oh,
yep.
I didn't miss that when I moved to Ohio. No, sir, baby. What a fucking racket that is.
It is a racket.
If you're not familiar, in the state of Pennsylvania, you have to get your car inspected, twice a year?
No, every year.
Or just once a year.
Once
a year? But it's like, it's a huge tag, depending on where you go. You know, you're going to pay. What, are you out of there for under $100 for that?
No.
No, it's over $100.
It should be over.
Yeah.
It should be over.
Yeah. What
last
a
year was two. Last year was 200 and something. This year I expected to be more.
Yeah, because I know when I moved out here 30 years ago, it was like $80, $75, $80. They'd tab you for it. It's like for nothing. To take the car over to the garage, and the guy goes, oh, yeah. You got to fix this tailpipe here.
They find a whole lot of shit to fix. Yeah.
And then they always find bullshit to make a little coin on. My big thing, I always ended up with these wrecks with the rotted-out quarter panels in the back. You can't have that in Pennsylvania. You ain't getting away with that shit in Pennsylvania. Move to Ohio. Nobody's got back quarter panels out. You don't even need fucking bumpers on a truck out here. I got a bumper on the back.
Shit.
Huh. Totally legal. Street legal,
plate.
Baby.
You got a license plate in the front and the back?
Yeah, we got to have that.
Yeah, for some reason, Pennsylvania don't need it on the front. We might be the only state. I'm not sure.
I know. That's weird, isn't it?
That is weird. Yeah.
It used to be like that when I was there, too.
Yeah.
That saves on metal. Makes sense. Plus, you could put your, you know, Pittsburgh Pirate thing up there, what have you, you know. Philadelphia Phillies, if you were that much of a schmuck.
I had a New Orleans one on the front of mine.
New Orleans what?
Yeah, I don't know. I forget what it was. Bourbon Street? Some kind of drunken thing.
A cocktail. That's a good sign for the cops.
Yeah.
Pull this guy over. He's got
I don't understand the guys with the
O'Brien's Hurricane. That's what it has.
The guy with the big marijuana leaf in the back window. You know, dude, there's no upside to calling attention to the fact, you know.
Mm-hmm. I used to drive around with this big bomb in the back window of my car. I got a T-shirt. That was I went to the Warner Brothers store and bought a Warner Brothers T-shirt, and it came in this round bomb. A black, like, bowling ball type bomb.
That's so fucked up, man.
So I put it in the back window. I drove around with that for about 2 years.
Wow. I think you could do that now. That wouldn't be a good thing.
No. Even though it looks like a cartoon bomb, you know, one of those round ones that you gave Inspector Clouseau, you say, please hold this for me.
You don't even joke anymore, man. They shoot you down like a dead dog. Okay, we're going to spin the wheel. Spin the wheel of fortune on the 3 minutes. Will it be?
All right.
We have... Oh, boy. Okay, we have four choices. No, three choices. I'm sorry, three choices.
Uh-huh.
Good gravy. One's just as bad as the next. All right. Well, we'll spin the wheel, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody get your bets down.
All right.
You have 3 minute A, 3 minute B, and 3 minute C. That's right.
Okay. All right.
Here we go.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Hey. 3 minutes, you'll never get back.
I need you guys to help me in the kitchen to feel these.
We can do it.
Definitely no cheese in the can.
We can do it.
Like this crap. Definitely no cheese in the can.
We can do it.
Like this crap. Definitely no cheese in the can.
We can do it.
Like this crap. Definitely no cheese in the can.
We can do it.
Like this crap. Definitely no cheese in the can. Very happy to be throwing this away.
Bacon. We can do it.
Like this crap. Definitely no cheese in the can. Very happy to be throwing this away.
Bacon, bacon.
To bring you this important message. I love you.
spinning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is...
That was a goodie, yeah. I don't know that show. That's a reality show, right?
Is it?
That's what I figured. Like The Nanny or something like that?
You wish was longer.
Yeah, it did end up a little short, didn't it? Yeah. They could have put a capuya or something at the end.
Yes.
Would have been nice. Okay. A capuya. Anyway, I thought that was hilarious. How Jeb Bush, I can't say shit. People jumping down his throat, and yet Donald Trump, say whatever the fuck comes into his head. It's hilarious. The look on, you got to look it up, the look on Bush's face. He's just like, what the fuck? Jesus Christ, man. I love it. I fucking love it. Okay. Now, I believe most of you are on the Facebook. I believe that's a correct guess. What did I do there?
Oh, yeah.
So I saw this tonight. Your Facebook profile may be hiding embarrassing information from your past, which indeed it does. A couple months ago, I resurrected a profile pic, and there was some stupid shit I wrote on there. Let me get rid of that. Jeez, geez, what the hell was I thinking? So they say on this thing, it says go to your profile and click about. Details about you in the left sidebar. Check out your favorite quotes section. Cringe in horror or bask in your past self's coolness by not having participated in that. Or fifth bonus option, reread your quotes and stand by them proud and strong. That would be me. My quote's awesome. So, fuck right. You. I rule.
And that's not a scam?
No, didn't you? Do you have a quote on yours? Did you write your quote in when you got on Facebook?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, not everybody has a quote. Do you have a quote? You know.
Yeah. I did have a quote at one time, now that I think about it. It was from Pulp Fiction. It's sewer rack that tastes like pumpkin pie, but I'll never know because I refuse to eat the filthy motherfuckers. I remember that now. I don't know.
That's
not
a beaut.
Profile anymore.
That is
oh,
a
I
beaut.
I love that line. Yeah.
No, mine's no mystery. Treasure Sierra Madre, man.
Oh yeah.
You're gonna love that. I saw it right after my second marriage broke up. Like the light came on. I'm like, oh yeah, okay, I got you now. I'm back on
the
trolley. I'm off the edge. I came back off the edge of the cliff. All right. I don't like that story. There we go. Man, this is good, important news. Fireball whiskey has been recalled.
Fireball whiskey.
There's too much antifreeze in it. Too much antifreeze.
We got
I'm not making this up.
Liquor, man.
I know. Well, the chicks dig this stuff. I don't know if you've been out of the drinking world for a while. This is the big thing now. This Fireball whiskey. It's got like cinnamon flavored, right? Well, it's been recalled in Finland, Sweden, and Norway because of the excessive levels of propylene glycol. Or glycol, whatever the fuck. Anyway, it's antifreeze. And they're probably just not recalling the U.S. because, you know, the FDA don't give a fuck about a little antifreeze. What's that? You know, hey, come on. Buck up. A bunch of babies. Antifreeze never hurt nobody.
Fireball whiskey.
Think shit. Twice before your next fireball, right?
That drink up.
Yeah, what the fuck? The ice caps are melting. It's all over now, baby
pussy.
Blue.
Yeah.
Tiny Tim called it, man, with the ice caps, you know?
He did. That was what, back
in right on the fucking
ice,
money.
Like
jeez. Yeah. 45, 50 years ago, crying out loud. That's getting weird, man, when shit's 50 years old and I go, geez, I remember when that happened. Oh, boy. You know, you get old. All right, science. We need science music, man. What's the science music?
I think Fireball Whiskey was science, wasn't it?
Oh, no, that was Health and Human Services portion of the show.
Okay.
Science. The universal translator of Star Trek is now a real thing. There you go.
What is that? A device that you talk into and then it translates it?
They got a program. They got this thing called Skype, I'm sure you've heard of and used. And they got a thing now, a program you can use on there where if you speak one of the following... English, French, German, Italian, Mandarin, Chinese, or Spanish, you will be instantly translated to the person you're talking to. So the world just keeps getting
like,
a little smaller.
So it's like subtitles, instant subtitles.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly. Closed caption for the, yeah.
I like that.
Sponsored in part by the Church of the Latter-day Saints.
No doubt. All right.
Absolutely. All right.
It's a good idea. The internet, you know?
It
you
is.
You have friends all over the world.
Yeah, well, we kind of do. You know. Oh, okay. I'm trying to come up with these stories here. I need more weird news, man. Send your headlines.
You go to the secret page and see what Malty's been posting. He comes up with some pretty weird shit.
Okay, well, he's got this one. Woman threatens to stab brother with 10-inch butcher knife for eating her barbecued ribs. Okay, that is funny. You gotta admit.
Don't fuck with Mama's ribs, baby. Don't fuck with Mama's ribs.
Don't fuck with her ribs, man. 61-year-old Ethel Jean Banks.
Ethel Jean Banks.
Austin,
what was it?
Texas,
last week, a guy ran into a burning building to save his ribs.
To save the ribs.
Man.
Hell yeah. Got his kids out. Got the kids out, then went back in for the ribs, baby. Priorities. Got to feed them youngins. But yeah, don't fuck with Grandma's ribs here. Great Grandma, 61-year-old Ethel Jean Banks.
Oh, man.
All right, I'm gonna put the link in there for you live listeners because this is a handsome woman here. This might be right up your alley, Gumby.
Gun control is nothing. You know, people will kill each other with whatever hands.
What we need is crazy control. You know, I'm not because I hate lining up with the NRA and them fucking people, but I do. I don't think. There's only so far you can go with gun control in this country. Period, man.
Look at this woman. You know? I mean, common sense would tell you not to take ribs away from this crazy bitch.
Hey, by the way, she usually remains unsaid, but don't touch her ribs, okay? In the joint, they know. Don't touch that bitch's ribs.
I love this world. I love this fucking
shit
world.
Shit will hit the fan. All right, well, we'll end with this contribution of the Malt Man from the Buster site, the Smoking Gun. This really always has some beauties out of here. All right, this irate suspect kicked other woman in the face after victim farted near her. There you go. She was She punched her male roommate in the face. Oh, it was her male roommate. He was just having a little fun. That's how the guys have fun, farting on girls. And Gina Callahan, 48, she was reportedly highly intoxicated and left the man with a bloody nose. Well, okay, fair. Bloody nose, fair for a fart in the face.
Good thing it wasn't
I don't see why the law has to be involved in this thing.
Yeah.
You know? She goes to jail for battery rap, whereas, you know, there's no telling how bad that fart smelled.
It's true. She might have deserved it. Silent but deadly.
She didn't kill him. She didn't knife him. Wasn't like he tried to steal her ribs.
Don't stop me. Back to our show.
Good time.
Hold on a sec. I'm going to clear my throat.
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
Uh-huh.
I've had this piece of phlegm in there since, like, February, I think. But it's kind of giving my voice this resonance on the air, so I'll go with that.
That's a bitch, ain't it? Get that phlegm.
I know.
Up.
It's just, you know, and when you finally get it, it's just a little nugget, you know. I'm the guy who was driving you crazy all morning.
See, you got to smoke, baby. You got to smoke. Get that shit up.
I know, boy. You could cough up some grits then. Woo!
Uh-huh.
Blonga. Wongabaloo. Well, for those of you following the game, it's still tied in the 11th inning.
There you go.
Man, I shouldn't have been on the air Monday night. I was in such a bad mood most of that show.
Is there a blow up?
Right around the blow up is when they coughed up the game in the bottom of the ninth, or top of the ninth. And that was it for the division title. And that point on the show, I was like, hey, racking, fracking, schmacking, goddamn.
What are you going to do? There's always next
I don't know,
year.
It's just baseball. Fuck, man. I was a sophomore in college last time they won the World Series, man. That's a long time ago.
We got Statesman in the balance now.
Statesman?
Yeah.
Well, welcome, sir. I'll write his name.
There you go.
An exclamation point. Because I try to add an exclamation point, you know, as you enter the room.
Uh-huh.
In other words, if you have three exclamation points, you're the third person in.
Uh-huh.
But I've lost track, so you're just getting one dude, sorry. Got to economize these days.
Uh-huh.
You know, you never
pretty
know.
Soon,
the Republicans might win.
I won't be able
win.
To make exclamation marks.
Why's that?
Because after a while I can't type with this.
Oh, that's right. You
anymore.
Can't type. Yeah, you can't type. Yeah.
I can't use the shift. So anything above right. or capitalized right. or whatever I can't do. I'm losing it.
Right.
Or question mark.
Would a cake quickie make you feel better?
It would help. It would definitely help.
This one's rather melodic. Melodic, milady.
Okay.
It is. You know, because it wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake. So here we go.
Oh,
Dr. Cake, 1608.
I like that.
Is it proper to a plot of him like that?
Why not? That was good.
Yeah. That's a little kid,
like
man.
A bunch of Mrs. Miller's.
Yeah. No, no, they were beautiful voices. They were nice. Yeah. They were angelic voices there. I wouldn't necessarily say Mrs. Miller, then, you know.
I like the cat.
I do have one kind of weird. I have one kind of weird thing that I copped right before the show, and I never knew this.
You gotta see a doctor about it.
Yeah, I know. But until then, I can share it with the rest of you. But there was a lost song from the Marx Brothers, Day at the Races.
Ah. I think you told us about it a while back. Did you have it by any chance?
I have this song.
Oh, cool.
We've never played. I know we haven't played it.
I think you just talked about it.
I never heard it.
I don't think you played it. Yeah.
Okay, maybe they came up. Maybe they unearthed it or something, and I read the thing. But this is the first I've heard of it. So.
Ah, cool.
It's only the second time I've heard it, along with the rest of Yen's. But one of my favorite Marx Brothers movies. I hate when people go, "Oh, it's the beginning of their downfall." Fuck you. Day at the Races was funny.
Oh, yeah.
That was one of their funniest fucking movies, man. It was great. And although this isn't the greatest song ever, it's certainly better than a couple of ones they did leave in, which kind of, you know. The one Alan Jones,
to,
a couple of them.
They had to give it, yeah, Alan Jones. Yeah, that's what I was just about to say.
That guy.
Kitty Kyle or whoever was in
Kitty, Kitty Cat Litter. No, she was in The Night at the Opera.
Yeah, but who
I can't
was
remember
the,
who. No, it was Maureen O'Sullivan.
Oh, okay.
Jane? No.
Jane
from the Tarzan
place. Mia Farrow's mother.
Yeah, I think that was her. All right, well, let's get to it, because we're... Shoot, we don't want to...
Oh, shit.
Run out of time and jip everybody of this classic. This is the Dr. Hackenbush theme, ladies and germs.
Oh, okay.
Possum Hour premiere.
Dr. Hackenbush!
So this is Dr. Hackenbush, the famous medical. You're welcome, Dr. Hackenbush.
If that's the case, I'll go.
Oh, no, you mustn't go.
Who said I mustn't go? The only reason that I came is so that I can go. I'm Dr. Hackenbush. My medical standing's very high. Well, anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I am Dr. Hackenbush.
He's Dr. Hackenbush.
I'm Dr. Hackenbush. As a matter of fact, to be exact, I'm Dr. Hackenbush.
I'm sure that they'd all like to hear some facts about your great career.
Although my horn I hate to blow, there's one thing that you ought to know. I'm Dr. Hackenbush, which all my friends will verify. Well, anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I am Dr. Hackenbush.
He's Dr. Hackenbush.
I'm Dr. Hackenbush. You never would guess, but nevertheless, I'm Dr. Hackenbush. For ailments abdominal, my charges are nominal. Though I'm great for, I've a rate for tonsillectomy. Sick and healthy, poor and wealthy, come direct to me. Oh, God bless you, they yell, when I send them home well. But they never, no, they never send a check to me. I've won acclaim for curing ills, both in the north and south. You'll find my name just like my pills in everybody's mouth. I've never lost a case.
He's never lost a case.
I've lost a lot of patients, but I've never lost a case.
Either he's dead or my watch is stopped.
My diagnosis never fails. I know just what to do. Whenever anybody ails, I'm sympathetic too. My heart within me melts.
His heart within him melts.
No matter what I treat him for, they die from something else. When your nerves start to rock, put your faith in your doc. When you're sick, he will stick to the end. with the possible exception of your mother. The doctor's a man's best friend.
Yes, the doctor's a man's best friend.
A doctor's a man's best friend. Oh, a doctor's a man's best friend.
A doctor is a
doctor. Right, night and day, day and night. On his call you can always depend. With the possible exception of your mother and your father and your uncles and your brothers and your nephews and your nieces and your sisters and your cousins, whom you number by the dozens.
Oh, doctor's a man.
Take these bags and run up to my room, and here's a dime for yourself.
Oh, no, 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 no. This is Mr. Whitmore, our business manager.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Here's a quarter.
Beauty.
I like it.
That was a beauty, man.
I wonder if they took it out of the movie because they made him a worse doctor.
Hmm.
What do you think?
I don't see why.
Yeah. You could think about it anyway. He was lying to be. He was lying about being a regular doctor. So why not sing
right,
about
right.
it?
Right, right. He was a vet. Yeah.
Oh yeah, he was a horse doctor.
Mrs. Rittenhouse or whatever her name was in that one. She had pulled out the horse pills. You know.
Good
around
foot.
Your fist. I love that one, man.
I got to dip into that again. Maybe I'll do it tomorrow. Think
and that has
Marx
my favorite Marx Brothers musical number of all time.
Yeah.
In the shanty town. Tomorrow is another day, and Gabriel and all that shit.
Yep.
That is awesome.
Ending, wasn't it?
I just.
Yeah.
What's that?
The big ending, right?
No, that was kind of toward the end, and then they had the big race after that.
Oh, okay.
Remember, this, at the end of that, the guy, the big fat guy goes, "The chef!" And they start chasing the Marx Brothers. Axel grease on their faces. You can't beat that with a stick, I'll tell you what.
I'm going to have to watch that tomorrow. That is
a beauty.
Good one.
That's a damn good movie, man.
They're all worth watching.
Don't even their crappiest is worth watching.
Yeah, like the
Love
Big
that.
Store. Big Store is not all that, you know, but still worth watching.
There's good bits in it. Good bits in all of them.
Hey, it's the Marx
Brothers. But the race is huge. That's a biggie.
Uh-huh.
That one's jam-packed with stuff.
Horse Feathers is still my favorite, though.
Horse Feathers, greatness.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Well,
gotta
happy birthday,
Grouch.
Yeah, happy
maybe
birthday.
Maybe we should give him a chicken yodel.
Give him a chicken happy? Okay.
Yeah, why not? Why do you,
and then,
like
and then we, got a, we got a polka, because, man, we're just. We're,
oh, cool.
We're going to be done with this. The torture actually does stop. Ladies and gentlemen. My money's on no Wendy. What do you say?
Yeah, I don't think so. That looks good. That looks good.
Oh, wait, it's not under happy birthday. It's under birthday. I'm sorry. I'm just wasting. I'm not only wasting my own time, I'm wasting your time. I'm wasting Possum Lounge's time. Scrolling through these endless,
That's what this show's all about.
Scrolling and scrolling and scrolling.
Oh. All that stuff you save.
You know what? All right, okay, are you an Addams Family or are you Munsters?
I don't care.
I love them both. I love them both.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Fucking A, man. When that comes on TV, I'm like, yeah, cool.
Uh-huh.
You know,
there's one of these channels
really,
are advertising the monsters are coming back.
Yeah, I saw
that.
I was happy because the Addams Family, I catch that every once in a while on one of them.
Uh-huh.
I was watching the dang Highway Patrol again.
Uh-huh.
I want to retroactively nominate Broderick Crawford as the worst television actor of all time. I don't think you can be worse than that guy on that show.
Uh-huh.
He's like, criminy, I got to read this line, and then I can go get more booze. You know?
That's it.
He don't give a shit.
Well, it's all right.
Ted, hold on, buddy.
I'm going to
get him. Fucker will piss on the floor if I don't let him out immediately when I'm on the air. Okay, there you go, buddy. Boy. Broderick Crawford, worst actor ever. On TV.
He wasn't bad in movies. It's a TV show.
But as a lead in a TV show, he was phoning that bad boy in the whole way. We got a polka,
he was good,
right?
He was good in Born Yesterday with Judy Holliday.
I guess so. I'm sure he sobered up once in a while. And that show, not so much. All right, man. Get ready to polka, Yuns.
Polka.
Yuns and that. Polka time.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Stan Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Wendy would say that was better than the Doors. If I may speak for Wendy.
Great combo rocks, man. I love
that.
Awesome Hall of Famers, man.
They bring it.
You know, never disappoint. Great fucking band. Most awesome Possum Hour tonight. Thank you, Dr. Cake.
All right.
I would not have been a show without you, darling. Appreciate everybody showing up, man.
Lovely cake.
Boop, 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 boop. In beautiful lo-fi.
I remember you. It's already in my head.
Yeah, man, that's the big hit. That's going to be the one that everybody will be whistling around the water fountain Monday morning.
Oh, you know that. Stays with you. One of them earwigs.
They're sticking their head in the noose.
I remember you.
I can see it.
Everybody jump in unison. I remember you.
Beauty.
Good stuff, good stuff.
Well, thanks for coming, everybody.
Yes.
Even those of you who got disgusted and left early. Even yuns. Guest 4016. And you know who I mean.
See, you're making it.
Yeah. Good to have you with us. Shit, we got to get out of here, man.
Yeah, we got to do a sing out.
Thank God we quit doing 2-hour Friday shows, you know?
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you what. We did pretty good, though, tonight. We're getting used to this gig. Now we're a 2-man team now.
Hey, now we're, just, you know, we're getting used to it.
We can do that. We can do that, man. Got no problem there.
Pulling it off.
Yeah. Right,
we just miss Wendy Stewart.
I know. You need to, it. That breaks up the monotony. It just... Okay.
Uh-huh.
And,
it takes us on a different path.
Always. Uh-huh. It gives the show a flavor that neither of us could, and a smell.
Even.
Anyway.
Right over there? That's that Canadian beer, man.
Yeah. Something like that.
Building that slab up.
Statesman, I'm here through an unstable wormhole.
I like it.
Keep that wormhole open for me, man. I may have to bail out of here. Pardon me. Yeah, Molson Canadian.
I
got to
get a bottle of water.
Yeah, we need to toast here in a second. Bum, 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 bum. Canadian.
Yeah, water. Yeah, hear it. The way us Philadelphians say, water. Water.
Shit, that was so gross. I had to do that goober on the air, man, during the tequila.
But you got it up there.
It was huge. It was,
there you go.
It was a huge clam is what it was, man.
Hanging on the dead wall.
I used to eat with this one guy in college, right? We'd walk back to the dorm from the commissary. And every fucking night, he'd hawk up a big loogie and go, "Eh, look at that clam." Canadian. He was from Boston. He was a... "Eh, look at that clam." He's also the guy who introduced me to one of my favorite all-time phrases, shit for brains.
There you go.
Just also, you know, fucked up one night, and he just said, "Hey, shit for brains. Give me the thing." Like, shit for brains. That's the greatest name ever for someone. Doesn't have head in it, but it's great.
Uh-huh.
You know?
That's to the point.
Yeah. Canadian.
Water.
Yeah, water for you, dude.
Okay.
Hey! Energize thing already. You got 10 seconds.
This is your last.
I'm losing my mind. Ah! Oh! That was it. We're off the air. Yep. We won't even play one out tonight. That's how pathetic we'll be, huh? How you like that? Who's your Messiah now? Let me get to my Friday music here. Well, good show, Sal.
That was a lot of fun.
I must say. Where the fuck is it? The sound of silence. Doo 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 doo. All right, there you go. Okay, thanks for coming, everybody. And I'll include a wavy emoji. And thus, we'll
Possum Lounge is completed. There you go. Get the Gumby Loves Jazz in there. Good, good move. You still got Statesman. There's Statesman's left. He can read it. All right. Signing out.
Awesome. Yep. Out of here.
We're done. I got to let Ted in. Hold on, man.
Hey, let him in. Give him another treat.
Well, you know, like I said last time, I'm planning ahead of time with this, you know, it might be Stag Party and Ed or, you know, Homer and Jethro here tonight. We got a good song to go out with. Appropriate.
Ah, good, good. I got to put that Groucho one on now tonight.
Yeah, they put together a little thing. That was a good video. I had never heard that. I don't believe I'd ever heard that before.
I know I didn't.
And it would have been a great addition to the movie, I think.
Yeah.
But the movie already was like 2.5 hours long. How long is it? But that one bit at the fountains or whatever. With, that guy singing. They could have cut that bit. Put the Groucho song in.
That must have been big at the time.
Well, it was such. I think it was just because it was such a success in the previous movie. The seemed like it was. Yeah,
I know that.
It really was it.
When I was younger.
Oh fuck yeah! That's when you're like, you know, I mean.
Is it the Dr. Hackenbush Restored video?
I believe so.
And it has a stroller telling you all about it. They had the race to find their brothers.
Yeah, he bullshits. He gets his money's worth on his video there. I cut it down a bit. The song's 3 minutes long, for Christ's sake. The video's like 7 because of their horse shit. Give somebody an amateur video making program and they just go nuts. You know, I think they're fucking Scorsese over there. Just put the goddamn thing on there, you jago.
Yeah, I have a skit here in the beginning.
Alrighty. Well, Tommy.
Tommy plays
kicking the chops here. Where's Tommy? Tommy, get over here. Alright. That was a good show, man. I had a couple good, man. I pulled a couple out of my ass there. I thought back
going.
When the music was playing. That was pretty fucking witty, wasn't it?
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah. We did good. I'd like to thank the lovely Reverend Wendy, wherever she is, just for being her.
Yeah.
Just thinking about her makes, you know.
Oh, she's gorgeous with that chicken hat on her head.
Get the fuck out of it. It was the cutest Christmas.
Oh, my God.
Cute as Christmas.
Yeah.
Forget about it.
Saving that one.
Now I'm going to sneeze. What other bodily functions can I perform on the air? Jesus. All right.
I'll kick you in the face if you fart.
only if I'm lucky. And I'd like to thank my liquor man for not showing up as well.
Yes. Both.
But hopefully they'll both be back Monday for the classic Possum Hour. Well, I guess that's it, man.
Yep.
I'm going to get more material. Professor R.J. Gumby.
That's sir.
Once you bail, it's over, dude. I ain't doing this by myself.
What's Gumby going to do?
I do everything else in my life by myself. Well, the dog watches sometimes. Sometimes it makes me feel kind of strange.
Oh, you and Ted could take it.
And on that note, good night, everybody. Say good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
And good night from
from Ted. I don't know if you heard that.
Say goodnight, Morty. Good night, Morty.
You need faith to stand up straight with you. You need faith to kick your friend. You need faith to keep your socks on and stop your legs from crying at the end. You need faith to walk to Scunthorpe or to dance the hoochie-coo. Yes, the whole world needs faith for something.
Adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!